telephone operating is a highly skilled job. So while you are perfecting yourself on the mechanical side, spare a little time for the speaking part. I really feel that half the irate subscriber trouble would be eliminated if the telephonist gave full value to her operating expressions. To begin with, avoid a dreamy voice. That's all very well at a tea party, but it is out of place in the exchange. Speak briskly, but not at the expense of tone and expression. And above all, try to sound cheerful. Say, number please, not nomalies. And if you have to ask the subscriber to repeat, what number please, not what nomalies. And if there's no reply to the call, say, I'm sorry, there's no reply. Not, I'm sorry, there's no reply. As if you thought, hooray, I'm glad. And the subscriber was quite silly to ask for the number in the first place. Also, don't rush things too much. Let the subscriber understand you the first time when you say, I'm still trying to get them, but if you will repeat the number, I will change the line. Don't waste time by saying, still trying to get them, but if you'll repeat the number, I'll change the line. And then having to repeat it. I think one of the biggest things a telephonist has to guard against is the habit of chanting. When one says exactly the same words day after day, it is fatally easy to drop into this chant, which, when once acquired, like all bad habits, is extremely difficult to eradicate. For instance, when supervising a call, say, I'm trying to get them, not I'm trying to get them, which you'd recognize as being quite stupid if you stopped to think about it. If you were talking to a friend, you wouldn't say, how are you? I'm very pleased to see you. So you shouldn't operate in this way. Nothing is more infuriating to a subscriber than having, I'm sorry you've been troubled, sung to him. It immediately creates an impression of dissatisfaction and causes the subscriber to be unsympathetic towards the telephonist, which indirectly makes her work harder, as no work can be entirely satisfactory unless there is complete harmony between all parties. It is so much better to say, I'm sorry you have been troubled, and let the subscriber feel that even if he has been troubled, he has at least had an ample and sincere apology. I have not said anything about voice training, as that is a complete study in itself. Of course, speech training is a great help, but it usually means fees, and they're not always so easy to come by these days. But there is no reason why any intelligent girl should speak badly. And for diction, there is ample opportunity for hearing English spoken perfectly through the medium of the wireless. There are just two more things I would like to say. Please try to steer clear of a very common complaint among telephonists, which I will call leaping inflection. You are taught to say, number please, with a rising inflection, so that the subscriber will feel that he is being politely asked what number he requires. So don't say, number please, which conveys nothing at all except lack of control. And please don't exaggerate the R to such an extent that it dominates to the exclusion of all else any word in which it appears. Three is good, but three is not. I will now demonstrate to you the proper tone and inflection to use with a few of the commoner operating expressions. Try them over for yourselves, and get into the habit of expressing their meanings when you use them in actual operating at the switchboard. Number, please. What number, please? What number are you wanting, please? I'm trying to get them. Two pennies, please. Have you finished? I'm sorry, the number is engaged. Your time is up. Will you finish, please? If you will repeat the number, I will change the line. I'm sorry I cannot connect you. The line is out of order. Hold the line, please.